So from all this, the nature of perfect action should by now have become clear, or at least less obscure. We should be clear what the principles of ethics are according to Buddhism. But before we close, just one last word. Perfect action is also total action. Or we may say, perhaps better, total act. And total act is that act in which the total man is involved. And such action, such act, is very, very rare indeed. Most people are too divided, they're too fragmented. We might even say decimated, to act totally with the whole of themselves. Practically all the time we act with only a part of ourselves. When you go to the office, when you work there, do you put your whole heart and soul into it? I don't think so. You might put quite a large slice of your energy and your effort into it, but quite a large slice also remains at home or is hung up elsewhere. You don't do your work with the whole of yourself, with your full attention, all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and interest and enthusiasm. You don't. Or even if you've got a hobby, it's very rarely that you put the whole of yourself into the hobby. Or even if it's your domestic life, even a woman doesn't very often put the whole of herself into that. There's something else, some residue left out, left over. So that people are acting all the time only with a part of themselves, only a part of themselves, a part of their energy, a part of their interest is involved. Not the whole of it, not the total. And even when we're acting from the best in ourselves, even when we're acting from the best, from the noblest impulses, even that is not a total act, inasmuch as there is still remaining within us something, the less good, if you like, the worst, from which at that moment we are not acting. Even if we do a good deed, a good action, out of kindness or generosity, that's not a total act, because of the residue of unkindness, ungenerosity, from which at that moment we are not acting. So even our good action, even our right action, even our so-called perfect action remains, in that sense, imperfect, that is to say, not total. Perfect action in the sense of total action, total act, in the fullest sense, we may say, is the prerogative only of the Buddha, or a Buddha, only of the enlightened mind. Only the enlightened mind can really act totally, with the whole of itself, as it were, the whole of its wisdom, the whole of its compassion, behind any particular act, with nothing left out, nothing left over. And this aspect of Buddhahood is represented by the archetypal form of the Buddha, Amoghasiddhi, infallible success in action, the green Buddha. The green Buddha represents this aspect of Buddhahood, this aspect of total act. Occasionally, of course, very occasionally, very rarely, we may experience a sort of anticipation of perfect action in the sense of total action on our own level of being. It does sometimes, it does occasionally happen that we are totally involved in something. Every ounce of our energy, every ounce of our effort, our awareness, our interest, our enthusiasm, our love is involved at that moment. Intellectually, emotionally, we are fully and completely involved. And we know that when that happens, when we are capable, even if only for a fleeting instant, of this perfect act, when we can put the whole of ourselves into an act without anything being left over, without any residue, express ourselves fully and totally, even if it's only for an instant, a fraction of a second, then we feel a sort of relief, a sort of satisfaction, a sort of peace, which we can get from no other source and in no other way. So it is at this state that we should aim to be in all the time at the highest level, that is to say, the level of enlightenment, the level of Buddhahood, the level of the enlightened mind. And then, of course, we shall really know what perfect action, what total act is, and we shall really understand from the source, from the origin, the principles of ethics.